Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The...
So, we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Welcome back. It's good to be back. We are here again, Hamzy and myself, to talk about all things entertainment, art, life, who knows, with the help of our random word generator, which has been retired in favor of the...
manual random word generator. Let's flip through a thesaurus.
It's a thesaurus. It's not a theosaurus.
Exactly.
We have this conversation every time we record a podcast. Let's do it. Let's flip. Let's get inspired early on in this episode.
Listen to those pages. There's lots of pages. You have no idea how many pages. Emma, stop. Tell me to stop. Okay.
Stop.
Wait, I haven't even moved my finger. I'm trying to keep it open. Okay. Now.
Stop. Well, that starts well.
What? Where's the spaghetti?
Can't even read it.
Credit.
Oh, no. That can't be good.
So to kind of praise or the source of satisfaction, attribute to believe, prestige, believe.
Credit. Oh, that's a good thing we could talk about. What about ghostwriters?
Oh, man. I mean, that's really a passion. I was going to say passion... for writing, but then again, I hope they get paid well in exchange for not getting credit. Maybe it's a much better business model, to be fair. It's like, yeah,
but why wouldn't you just, this is why my, like, where it's confusing for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why wouldn't you just publish under, you know, like, under what do they call it, a pen name?
No, because the ghostwriter is doing the writing for somebody else who's going to take credit.
Oh yeah, true. Okay, so it's more like, right. We want to have a book about this person, but we need someone to write it for us.
Because they're terrible writers.
Yeah.
Or they don't have time to write.
Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, if the ghostwriter's being paid well feels like, okay, it's a fair deal, then it's fine. I think the moment you feel like it's not a fair deal, then no, it's not.
But don't you think that's like some kind of injustice to the idea of buying a book? Expecting someone to have written it, who it said in the cover, and then actually not to have written it.
It's like, yeah, Paris Hilton totally wrote this book about herself.
Did she?
No, I don't know, even know if she has a
book.
That's
a bit unfair. We can't blame Paris Hilton if she has actually. Maybe she's written a book and maybe she wrote it herself.
Probably. But it could be that, you know, it could have been like, for example, Michelle Obama's book. She didn't have time to write it. But, you know, she has a ghostwriter kind of going through her notes or stuff or
okay.
Like concepts. You know, it could be that.
Yeah, the time one I understand. The time one I think makes a lot of sense.
I don't know what the biggest motivator is to get a ghostwriter, but I have a feeling it's a mix between time and...
ability to write.
A skill, yeah.
Yeah, I think
because not everybody... I mean, what a coincidence that there's this huge market or segment in books about biographies. I mean, you're going to tell me all these famous people are also, you know, have the, I was going to say the God-given talent of writing, but that's not true because it's also hard work. You know, they've put the time in to write? No, because probably the reason why they're known for is because they've honed other skills. We can't all have all skills.
No, I agree. But then you're, you know, you've got this ghostwriter who's writing it for you. It would be really interesting to know how much they get paid for it because I could imagine that it must be.
I hope a few grand.
No, a lot more than that, I think.
Sorry, grand, like 10 grand. Like
that's
in the 10,000s.
That's much better. I think you're going to have to work out how to use your slang.
My numbers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you've really got
it's
that
like
nailed.
It's like your quids and your pounds. I know nothing. I don't even know what a quid is. What is a quid?
It's a pound.
And what is a pound? Is it like a dollar?
Well, it's
yeah,
it's like, his own currency.
Yeah, I know, but is it like the
it's
single
like
unit? It's like a single yeah. unit, right?
A euro or a dollar is a pound.
Really? I thought a quid was like... I thought it was like slang for like 1,000.
No, that's a grand.
Really? Oh man, I need to rewatch a lot of stuff now.
Oh my gosh, you're so hopeless.
I seriously thought it was like, oh, 50 quid. It's like 50,000. That's what
no,
I thought it was.
No, it's 50 pounds.
Really? Where the hell did they come up with that word?
I don't know, but there's probably a story somewhere on the internet. But
quid. It makes me think of a squid. Oh, that makes sense, because it has no, you know, without the S, then you have quid.
I'm going to tell you that you are the epitome of great content.
Thank you. That's why I would get a ghostwriter write my biography.
I feel like you'd need one.
Gosh, the first part would be trying to remember my life. I'm like, I'm only 35 and I've already forgotten 3/4 of it.
I don't know. I feel like your problem would be how rambly you are. It would probably just go from one topic to another with no... Like, you wouldn't even explain it. You're terrible with context at the best of times. It's like you start a conversation and then somehow it's like that time when you told someone that you'd punch them in the face if they were wearing stilettos on a plane. And she was like, what? She's like, why would I? Because we had a conversation about escape routes from planes.
And how they all tell you, yeah, but you don't slide on the plane, yeah, inflatable but all you did plane was slide with stilettos.
Yeah, but you didn't give that context before telling this girl that you'd punch her in the face. It was like you didn't give any useful context. You just scared the
If you're Jesus a stylish person, her. You're in a plane with me and we land on water, you don't want to have me nearby. Let's just put it that way.
Because she'll punch you in the face with no reason.
Yeah. Take off the shoes. I'd probably ask them. Reason. Take the shoes off. And she's like, no, they're Louboutins and they're worth 10,000 quid. I have no clue what those things are cost. And I'd be like, you know what? You should have thought twice about bringing them on. I hope you insured them.
What were we talking about?
Shoes.
Credit. Ghostwriters.
Oh, that. Yeah. Sorry, I clearly have some anger issues.
No.
Even though I do like stilettos, I like shoes. I like fancy shoes. I'd like to add to that. I just like to survive, too.
I mean, alive. I feel like in a situation of stiletto versus survival, most would choose survival.
I hope.
With perhaps the exception of, like, The Devil Wears Prada and, what was the name of the girl in Legally Blonde?
You're the one who's listened to the musical as well. I feel like you should know this. L.
Oh, look at us go.
L.
I don't know the rest of it, but L will do. I feel like she may also go for stiletto.
I don't know.
Are you participating in this conversation? Or have
Yeah,
you
I am. I'm trying to find out what the last name of L was, because it's really bugging me. Because I can almost hear it, but now that I'm talking, I can't hear anything.
What? Now that I'm talking, I can't hear anything? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, because my voices shut up when I'm talking. Explains a lot why I talk a lot.
Your voices shut up when you're talking. That's called schizophrenia. What voices? What plural voices?
They're all versions of myself, if that's any comfort. Does that make sense?
I've literally no idea.
Elle Woods, gosh!
Yeah, Elle Woods. That took you an awful long time because you have a computer right in front of you. Your Googling skills must be terrible.
No, I was on the Wikipedia Legally Blonde page. But there's a lot of information in my eyes.
Put it away.
My eyes go to the wrong places.
Put it away.
But why am I going to put it away? I'm done with it.
But you're currently reading it. I can see your eyes.
I'm not.
Your eyes are going to
You
the
know,
page.
People do not care about this. You know that, right?
No, indeed. We've got so off topic. Elle Woods. Yeah, I feel like she would give... I think she would be a stiletto over survival kind of person.
Probably.
I can hear you clicking.
Yeah, I'm annoyed at you right now.
What's up? You've still got 22 minutes to go. That's not right.
You're gonna have to do
mathematics.
You know what? You're gonna have to find a ghost podcaster for the next 25 minutes.
It's also not 25 minutes. I got that completely wrong. It's like 10.
It's okay. I'll just put an alter ego of myself in.
A ghost pod? Do you imagine those ghost podcasters? That would change a lot.
They would have to sound exactly the same.
Or you just like, you never speak at anything. You just have someone do all the speaking for you. And then everyone thinks that voice is your own.
I'm pretty sure you could just be a producer of a podcast then.
Yeah, true, actually. Because I guess that's kind of what happens. We're just noise in people's ears.
No, but I mean, like a producer, like if you had to have lots of budget and you'd have somebody with the role of a producer.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Because, well, I don't know what all the difference is between all the executives and just general producers. But I assume some of them must have to do with the concept creation.
I think if I read about this once because I was so fed up at not knowing what an executive producer was. I was like, what does that mean? Because they come up like first, but they don't feel like, you're like, what does that do? Actually, the executive producer, I think it just means that they've basically funded it.
Okay.
But they haven't actually had much input on the content.
Okay.
Whereas the producers are a lot more about the content.
More hands-on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why you see like a lot of famous names as executive producers.
Okay.
Just I think they put money into
it. So they put money in. If money comes back, then hurrah.
Hurrah. Money doesn't always come back though, I suppose.
You get some quids back.
Speaking of huge money projects, the MCU is back.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you've seen The Eternals, right?
Yes, I rewatched the trailer after you reading an article on it. I was like, I'm gonna have to watch it again and try to look at all the things that people somehow saw.
It's just hard. I think what was fascinating to me is that, you know, it's such an integrated, like, universe that you've kind of forgotten. Like, they don't feel like famous superheroes at all because they're not.
No.
But they will
be in the next 7 years.
Yeah, and you realize that, like, you know, in many of the Marvel movies, that was the case. I mean, there were some exceptions. I guess Spider-Man and... But even Captain America and Iron Man were made famous by the movies. You know,
yeah.
I feel like Hulk
was famous.
Spider-Man. Which other one would... I think it's probably
Batman. I would say Batman, but that's wrong world.
That's a completely different, different franchise. But like, I think those two were proper famous before. And now it's kind of like, oh, and now you've got a whole new bunch of superheroes we're going to have to try and remember their names of. A lot of them are Greek mythology names.
You know what? Something that's kind of fascinating me is, has nothing to do with stories, but actually with the superhero costumes. Because let's be honest, they all look like some funky latex painted on things.
Yeah.
For all of them. But then why is it that the Eternal still looks cool? And then you watch those trailers. We haven't even watched it because it's just like...
Jupiter's Legacy.
That. On Netflix.
There's something about those costumes that really puts you off watching it.
Yeah, you're like, I can't take you seriously.
It looks like someone... It's funny because when you look at them, they seem to be relatively well made.
Yeah.
They're like... But I think it's something about a superhero being all in white. Loses the pizzazz a little bit too.
I mean, how quickly in the fight do you think he stops being white?
You mean because he gets dirty?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a self-cleaning suit.
I'm pretty sure. You know, I'm certain many moms are going, I really hope this superhero never kicks off with kids. Because you imagine little kids, I want to be this guy. I want to have a white suit. Is he Zeus? Oh, Jupiter.
Yeah, Jupiter's Legacy.
I could just imagine moms going like, oh, no.
I've never watched a superhero anything where I was so against seeing it. Like, I remember watching the trailer, I was like, okay, this is kind of, like, not really my thing. And then I saw the costumes, and there's something about those costumes that I'm like, nah, this is terrible.
I think there's not enough detail on them. Like, there is a bit on the chest area, but then the groin area is just, like, a blank unitard kind of thing.
Like, groin areas are meant to be kind of blank, aren't they?
No, they usually put stuff. Like if you look at the Eternal. Now I'm starting to analyze all these superhero suits. Like, the guys at least have, like a little loincloth, like a little leather loincloth covering
that.
And the girls usually have, no, they're just exposed. Or like a belt or a little skirty thingy. Kind of. Is this just something about that just makes you look so vulnerable?
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm like, and also like, I think in the Eternals, they do these geometric line shapes that kind of shape the body, and I think it distracts you from...
Actually, interestingly, I have a picture up currently of the Jupiter's Legacy, and they do have that on the suits. It's just that you don't see it in the trailer. I think everything's almost blurred.
Oh.
Like the picture here, I'm going to pass you the picture now, looks distinctly more impressive, even though the all-white and lack of groin art is, you know, not really doing it for me.
No,
now that I know groin art
no.
is a thing.
This is like white on gray on white. Like the little designs, they look like tattoos. And no, it just looks wrong.
Okay, pass me that back. I want to see the Eternals now. Why do you think it is that you're so put off just by the aesthetic?
But
like
it's so important.
The outfits, yeah, especially for a superhero one. Like it really is. So let's have a look at the Eternals in the meantime. Eternals. Let's get a picture. Himage. Let's have a look. I don't want the trailer. I want the pictures.
The images.
Okay. Let's have a look. Yeah, they look so much better.
But then again, I think it's because the groin area is not exposed. They all have like these like...
Oh, that's true.
Blankets. Like loincloths.
They don't have blankets.
Dangly loincloths, basically. With like leg slits so you can like kick ass, basically.
And it's funny because actually the colors and the kind of design isn't that dissimilar to Jupiter's Legacy. But...
I think it's that area. I think there's just something awkward about having the groin area being exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But then Superman does it. In his groin out and about. Why are we talking about groins so much?
Because we're trying to figure out what it is that puts you off. And I'm like, yeah, I think... Okay. But also Superman's suit.
Okay, let's look at Henry Cavill's Superman. Because let's be honest, he's pretty badass. Superman Henry.
But maybe I don't mind thinking.
Maybe you just like looking at his groin. Maybe that's the big difference. Okay.
Sorry, Henry. See, Henry is such a not superhero name. Let's just put it that way.
Well,
like Cavill true. Sounds really cool. Cavill like when you say Henry cool. Cavill, it sounds cool. But if you're like, "Hey, Henry," I'm like, I can't compute. My head doesn't go, "Oh, this is Superman or The Witcher." It's like, no, that is not. Henrys are not superheroes. Right.
Wow, Superman Henry is taking a long time to load.
I mean, to be fair, Henrys in royalty are like villains or just a particular one.
Yeah, it's true. Henry VIII wasn't terribly charming.
Oh, no.
Okay, anyways, here he is.
Images. Good musical on that.
Images. Okay. Yeah, his groin area is definitely exposed. I've never looked so deeply at his groin. But now I am admiring it.
Now you're going to be checking out groins of all the superheroes. You're like, yep, that is awkward.
They're famous for is that their groins are exposed. Like, I mean, like, think about...
It's like a dark blue. So the blue kind of...
Yeah, white makes it an awful lot more obvious.
Yeah.
Also, all the pictures are taken at an angle that's useful. Jupiter's Legacy, like, they're literally taking a picture from someone's thighs. Like, from that angle upwards. So you see the groin in quite the prominence. Always.
Forever and always. You know what I'm really curious about? Black Widow's suits. Because I'm curious how their female superheroes are depicted versus the guys. Because I feel like Black Widow has been one of those who...
Isn't Captain America, isn't his groin also out?
Could be.
I feel like Spider-Man.
Yeah. They but he's always crouched out. Around, so you never get to see his frontal...
Like, all of them have their groins out. It's just you. I don't think that's the argument for why Jupiter Legacy is
no,
so bad.
They do something. Either it's... No, he has a belt. Also, they usually tend to have something on the, like, the belly area. Or shall I say six ab area?
Six ab area?
Six pack. I meant six pack.
You sound so proud of yourself. And then you say the it all wrong. Ab. The six ab area. No.
It's like... An
yeah, they do usually have belts, which I guess deters from looking just at the groin.
Yeah, but look, even this Captain America, he has like the red and white stripes.
Yeah.
It focuses on that. And then also, Henry Cavill's Superman also has a like a belt thing. Oh, great. No, we're not going to find him. But he has something that kind of makes your eye go to that. So like the belly button area instead of the groin.
Okay.
There are some like visual deterrents.
Yeah. So I guess Jupiter's Legacy didn't quite do that.
No, they didn't. They're like, no.
They've almost put cups over the groin area.
I'm positive they are. So they're all uniformly shaped.
One needs a uniform superhero groin.
The superhero groin.
That's going to be probably the name of this episode. We have a long discussion about groins.
And superheroes.
Imagine if you've been listening to this and you don't know what the word groin means.
Oh.
You should probably have said what a groin is. Go on, describe a groin.
Groin is the... Basically your private parts.
It's your private parts.
Like what you... That area.
What's the definition of the groin? Now I'm really curious.
Do you want a thesaurus for it?
No, that's not going to give you a definition.
Probably
going
to say the pubes. No, sorry.
Definition.
I just said pubes on podcast. Oh, well. But yeah, it's the very tender area.
It's the bit between your legs.
Oh, there we go.
That's not what the definition is. I haven't got that far yet. My phone just decided to stop on me. It's like super slow. Which makes Googling pictures of things very difficult.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to go back to my Black Widow. Oh gosh. I get sexy woman's spider costume. Yeah, why is that among Black Widow suits?
Well, you've seen the times that Scarlett Johansson's been asked about...
If she had worn underwear underneath the suit. I was like, wow, one, that's so personal. I'm like, how do you...
It's just sexist. Pluck up the courage
to even ask that. But clearly, like, there's not even the idea of, oh, this will be inappropriate.
Oh, here we are. In human anatomy, the groin, in brackets, the adjective is inguinal. Inguinal? Inguinal. As in inguinal canal.
What?
Anyway, in human anatomy, the groin is the junctional area between the abdomen and the thigh on either side of the pubic bone. A pulled groin muscle usually refers to painful injury sustained by straining the hip adductor. Adductor muscles. It's hard to say.
Muscles that attach to your hip, basically.
I think that was quite
I'm pretty good. Sure there's some machine in the gym that works
I don't those. Think Black Widow's costume is that different from Superman's or the likes, but she does get asked whether she wears underwear, which I'm certain the Superman doesn't get asked.
I was also going to say, I'm sure he doesn't wear underwear either. No, it's probably like built into the suit.
I'm like,
there's no space for anything else.
You always wonder what kind of fabric they're in. Like, whether it's like lycra and you just don't realize, or whether it's super heavy rubber.
I think it's like, well, yeah, it depends. I think some of it might be like bits of lycra, so they have some give. And then some panels of like pleather, or even maybe CGI'd after.
I don't know. Maybe. I've
also wondered. But yeah, the idea of Scarlett Johansson getting asked that question just reminds me of the story that you mentioned about Lucas telling
George Lucas telling Carrie Hope Fisher, is that it? No, Carrie Fisher.
It's Carrie Fisher.
Hope is Carrie Hope Fletcher, that's a different Carrie.
Yeah.
So Carrie Fisher, yeah, that she has to because there's no underwear in space. She shouldn't wear underwear under her long, flowy white dress. She should
wear a bra.
A bra, specifically.
So instead of a bra, she taped everything, which must have been very uncomfortable. And basically, you should have just worn a bra then. But yeah, I was like, wow. You want to keep the consistency of lack of bra, but the storylines are so crap.
Yeah, lack of bra is important, but nothing else.
Yeah, but, you know, having... Luke Skywalker kisses his sister. That doesn't matter.
No, who cares about that part? Who cares about that? As long as Leia isn't wearing a bra.
That's all that matters.
That's we all must that matters keep... to the story, because there's no underwear in space.
No underwear. Because, you know, things like to float. There's no gravity.
That was also the other thing. Is like, then the boobs are just like, anyway.
Ooh, each one looking their own way.
Now that we've spent 23 minutes discussing groins, we have to wrap it up. It's time.
Very well.
What is your final conclusion about why Jupiter Legacy's costumes look so terrible?
I think it's
the groin area.
The design doesn't have any visual distractants from the groin area, and then you just look vulnerable. You look exposed.
You could be kicked in.
And then I cannot think this is a strong person.
Well, because your private parts are on offer.
it's like bullseye. Hit me here. You know.
Oh. Okay, on that bombshell, we shall leave you. If you should let us know what you think makes for a great superhero costume, and you should check out Jupiter Legacy's costumes and let us know if you feel so passionately about them too. Also, your opinion on groins, whether you knew the word groin before we described it to you.
Spelled G-R-O-I-N.
In case you need to Google it.
Groin.
Anyway, drop us a message. Oh, you can do so over on...
Instagram at dinocore_TV.
I wasn't panicked at all. Dinocore_TV.
It's because I still have the Facebook thing, but
Facebook
is retired, so we're moving on. But you can always drop us an email at boredomandquarantinepodcast@gmail.com. Have I checked that email? No, I haven't. I will check it now. And find us at any place where you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Chromecast, and other...
That's quite a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other ones that I have no clue.
We're back almost every Monday. I say almost because sometimes we miss a few, but usually we don't. We're back on next week Monday with another episode at 5 p.m. Dutch time.
Hooray!
Anyway, it's been fun. This has been a great time. I hope you will let us know your thoughts on groins. We have been the...
So we got bored during quarantine and we started a podcast.
Until soon.
Bye-bye!